Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you are invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain fluent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events in my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. So it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, today, I want to talk about making the connection. You know, oftentimes we find ourselves out of sync with life. Let's just get right to it. Okay? Everything you touch is turned into a difficult time. Don't seem to come together. They don't work out right. People don't do what they say they're going to do. Life becomes a struggle. The conditions don't change, if anything. If they do change, they get worse. And it's like you just sink further and further into the pit. Or you feel as if you're out of step with everyone else. And so you just find ways in which to wall yourself off or insulate yourself so that you don't have to face the reality. So that you are untouched by others, unscathed by all that goes on around you. Okay? When you have that feeling, you have sunk to an all-time low in your consciousness. And that, I suppose, is what we call depression. Now, you've often heard me say that depression is a choice. And yes, it is. We are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, and we have all power. We have free will. We have choice. Anything that is going on in our lives is going on because we actually called it into being. We put it in motion. Or we allowed someone else to activate that little curse or demon or misery upon us. Again, that being a choice. The funny thing is, I've met people who are depressed. And honestly speaking, people pray for the kind of life that they are so willing to just throw away. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with their life, nothing wrong with them, period. But they're just happy being depressed. Now, if that is your choice, be happy. Go for it. Just don't make the rest of us miserable or jump through hoops trying to help you out of your happiness. Now, that might sound a little cold, but it's really not meant to be. Okay? I respect the choices that people make in their life, even if I don't agree with them. Okay? I might not agree with your religion or your spiritual practices. I may not agree with your politics. I may not agree with the way in which you conduct your life or handle your spouse or your, yeah, I don't have to. It has nothing to do with me. Okay? But if you and I play the game together, there must be something I'm getting out of this and something you're getting out of it. There's a reason why we do like each other. Okay? So overall, we can go through the whens, the whys, and hows in order to determine why it is that a person is the way they are, why a person is depressed. They can go through years and years of therapy and, you know, all to finally be led to the understanding that this is a choice. And there's something innately wrong that is causing them to wallow in this. What I'm suggesting here is that many of us get out of sync. In other words, we fail to make the connection with spirit, the all, the one, the universe, the energy, whatever you want to call it. Okay? We disconnect. Because if you were truly connected and knew what I know, there is no way for you to ever feel that way. Because everything you could possibly want, need, and desire lies within. Many people spend an entire lifetime chasing these illusions that get them nowhere, thinking that one day it's going to be different from the next, but they do nothing to change. They misuse or underutilize their power, or they give it away to someone else. You know, we find a likely so-called safe space to hide. Sometimes we get married, have a family, in order to hide behind that and focus our attention on that because we are too afraid to go after what we really want. But then we have everything set up in motion, and all we do is sit around and complain about how we gave up our career, our hopes and our dreams, you know, for the spouse and the children. I could have been this and I could have been that. Yes, you could have, and you should have. The good news is that you still can. Maybe not in the same way. It just depends upon your present circumstances now, because you cannot change what already was. But, you know, if you're 50 years old, you're probably not going to be a rock star. I mean, it is possible, you know, but you should have thought it a little earlier. Okay? And maybe you can't be a world famous ballerina. Okay? But you can still dance. And you can teach others to dance. Okay? Or you can write about dancing. You can become an expert about dancing. there's all kinds of ways in which you can still pursue your dream, your vision. You just need to learn how to shift it in accordance with your previous choices, okay, in your present circumstances. Too often, we don't make that connection. And we think, well, these things interfered with where I was trying to go, so now I just don't care. I'm just going to sit on my butt there and whine about it. You know, and all those butts you keep sitting on, can't do this, and but I can't have that, and but it ain't my fault, is not true. Okay? But you make it true for you. Your vision becomes blurred. Your connection is now sporadic at best. Yeah, sometimes you're talking to people on our cell phones and we hear a little interference and we can't quite make out everything they're saying because of that interference. What really happens to us? We get that interference in our consciousness and it causes us to not be able to connect and hear that spirit that is within us and to call forth that which we desire to put action into our plan or even to devise a plan. Okay? So what do we do? Well, generally, there are those that whine, and that's sufficient for them. Okay, woe is me. And then there are those who seek solace in religion, which is what religion is supposed to do. Supposed to give you comfort and give you a little guidance. It also explains away some of the pain and suffering we've inflicted upon ourselves. And it helps us to get along better because we feel that there are some things that are out of our control. So there's an excuse. The devil made me do it. You know, the devil is alive. You know, all of that. And deep in our hearts and our souls, we know good and well. We made the wrong decision. We have sinned. Okay? And that sin just means errors in judgment. That's all. Miscalculation. All right? At any rate. And these are the things that haunt us day and night. Because we want so much to not be held accountable. We just want to be right, even if we suffer. We want to be able to say, see, I told you so. It's not my fault. And that's when you start to really disconnect. Making the connection between yourself and your objectives, your goal, your soul's urge, whether it be to find the right person to love or to build a business, to increase your income, to get healthy, to get fit, to get happy, whatever it is that you are seeking, or maybe all of the above, starts with you making that secure connection with your source, with that power that is within and around you. and to recognize thought, every belief, everything you say out of your mouth, everything you're feeling, produces the physical manifestation. It brings it into physical form. These aren't accidents or unbelievable circumstances that have just been put upon you. Yeah, the reality is, these are your choices made manifest. Stuff you gave attention to, you activated because of your disconnect. Sometimes, you know, we want to blame it on others. And sometimes, yeah, you know, there are people in our lives that have influence. Because we give them power over them. And some people are happy to take you down the wrong path. And sometimes they don't really do it with malicious intent. It's just that it's what they believe and convince you of. How's that working for you? Sometimes we disconnect from our family members, our blood relatives. They don't understand. They aren't supportive. And sometimes that causes us to think, well, since nobody cares about me, then it doesn't matter what I do. So therefore, we rarely make stupid choices. And class them again. I'll show them. Right. Okay. You're disconnected. So going to the church, the temple, the synagogue, the mosque, whatever it is that you do, your own personal altar, help. It brings solace. But the best thing that it can bring, if you allow it, is your connection to your source. When you're having those moments to know how to get back on track, and the only way that I know, anyway, that you can do that is to go to your source. Prayer, meditation, okay, is meant to empower you. It's not a begging session. It's not, you know, the time that you sit down and try to eloquently describe your and misery and make idle promises as to what you do if you are relieved of this pressure and pain. Okay, that's not what prayer meditation is. Prayer and meditation is for you. For you to recognize and then realize your soul, your hopes, your dreams, your goals, your desires. And then activate that power. Put it in motion. Be the co-creator with God that you were intended to be. You ever get in a situation where someone, say someone you just met, you kind of attracted to? You know, it could be just a friend or it could be a love relationship. And then you find out a month or two down the road, you know, this is really not what I thought it was. this is not feeling good. This is starting to do damage to my psyche, or they keep asking me for money, or, you know, there's this and there's that. Okay, there's a disconnection. You thought you had a connection. You thought everything was working, going in the right direction. Okay, and you saw your hopes and your dreams in yourself in person, but you weren't paying attention. And you found that it was the opposite. Sometimes we find that on our job. It's not like we thought it was going to be. And what? Did we get out? No, most people stay anyway and whine and complain and make it worse than what it is. You see, the conditions that are going on in your life right now are based upon your choices. And whatever discomfort you may be feeling in whatever area of your life is there in order to coerce you into doing something about it. The way to begin is to connect. Go to your source. Surrender. Drop everything, okay? Forget what you think is right or appropriate, because that's how you got here, okay? So we already know that doesn't work. And make the connection. And once you connect, power up. Remember who you are and where you were going. Clarify your purpose, your vision. Renew your plan of action. And begin again. Create again. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Change your life. Be inspired. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.